Great day, amazing human. Yes, welcome to Empowered Up My Skin podcast, where our mission is to help 1 billion people in this world think in more empowering ways. Empowered humans empower humans. So you are in the right place to become a lead domino for empowerment today. My name is Nkechi Mwafa Robinson. I'm not only your host, but I am a vibrant optimist obsessed to bring you empowering content with every single episode. We will bring you weekly content alternating between longer episodes with featured guests and a shorter episode called Empowering Bites, where I will be joined by my co-host, Gabby Memone. So if you're ready, let the show begin. Great day, amazing humans. Yes, welcome back to the Empowered My Skin and our special Well Within four-part series on wellness and well-being. And because being well is never just one thing. And so let me, for YouTubers, you actually can see our amazing guest. For those on audio, you're wondering, who am I about to intro? Well, let me just tell you something. This is a woman whose every step is guided by faith and fueled by joy. Her journey reminds us that movement is more than motion. It's connection, courage, and calling. She teaches us that when we move with purpose and lead with love, which is my favorite statement, we create space for healing, growth, and grace. A true embodiment of wellness from the inside out. Please join me in a gigantic and massive podcast welcome for Shakira Martin! Rewind, Selecta, come again.
So we're going to do a cheer for ourselves too.
Okay. I love it. So I'm going to start with my signature question. What, my love, has been your most empowering thought of the day so far?
Empowering thought of the day is, whew. You have to say yes to your body.
Oh, okay.
And why I say this is because even before coming onto this call, I was grappling with my schedule, preventing me from going on a walk that I had put in my calendar as negotiable. But I was like, no, I got to get this done. I got to get that done. And by the time the call is done, the sun is going to be gone. All of these excuses. But no, I made that decision in that moment that Shakira, you need to go on the walk for you. The schedule can wait. And yes, it was probably one of the best decisions. Got some of that fresh air, just came in, started playing some music, prepared me for this call today. And, you know, everything is connected.
Yeah, I love that. So because you said listen to your body as you were potentially negotiating your schedule with all the things you had to do, was it your body that was calling you to the walk? Like, was there something internally that you felt that said, no, I need to live to that commitment? What was it?
Absolutely. It was more so the pressure of what no would bring about, right? Because I don't know if my fellow overthinkers are in the house, you know, just focusing on the wrong things, but everything at once, making yourself feel overwhelmed, getting decision fatigue, the guilt, the shoulda, coulda, wouldas, right? In my case, sometimes I get physical symptoms of not saying yes to my body and yes to myself. And so, yeah, it's all connected, and I'm grateful that, you know, I chose me and for sure versus asks.
And I love that. And, you know, because this is called Well Within, there's two things actually that you said that just sparked thoughts in me. So the first one was like many of us listening to this, there, when an alarm goes off in the morning, we face it. A lot of us do the body scan. We had the going to bed intention to get up and work out.
For sure.
Then the alarm goes off and there's that moment of negotiation that you sort of do, like, do my feet feel well? How do my knees feel? And and what Shakira is talking about, irrespective of all of that, your body needs you to get up and go. right? And so it's not about negotiating without your, like, it, like the two just don't live hand in hand. It's always about how do I want to feel at the end of that activity? And I exactly. think that if you could focus on that feeling, then I think it negates, it just, it trumps any type of body scan that you can actually do or quarrel that you can have with your mind.
Exactly.
And the other thing, because you talked about decision fatigue, it's so funny. I think I need to have an episode on this. And if she was willing to, I'd love to have my mother on the episode. Because my mom, I mean, now I get it because there's no way my house would look like my mom's house, right? Like, not even this room, okay? Sure. My mom is so simple. She has one of everything. I mean, like, one winter boot, one summer shoe, one pair of jeans. One, like maybe 3-4 dresses for church, right? But like one set of plates, one like, and I recognize, and she's 87, thriving, living her best life by herself. And I'm sitting here, and she masticates. She still like she can eat, yo. And she has like she's on zero medication, with the exception of like some eye drops, yes. right? Mm-hmm. She's just thriving. And I mean, she has like the sciatic and all this, any other, but she has her, she does it all natural, like her feet and like her feet massages and stuff like that. But I recognize that in large part, a lot of that is because she has so few decisions to make. Right. Yes. When you have one coat, you don't have to burn.
You just close like, the door and
you pick up the coat and you got, like, I recognize how much of my thoughts are, what am I going to wear this today? Like, what am I wearing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? And then it's not only just Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's like, what am I wearing to the gym? Then what am I wearing to work? Then what am I wearing after work? Which nighty am I wearing to bed? Like, all, like, imagine if I just had one of each. And then there, it wouldn't even be a decision in my head. It'd be just.
But imagine. It's a possibility. And fun fact. So my brand is called Simply Shakira.
Okay.
People don't know this. But Simply Shakira is an affirmation, okay?
Oh, okay.
Why? Because there is, for many years, there was nothing simple about my life. Nothing. From what I was working on, what I was eating, where I was going, my household, all the things. And I'm so glad for where I've come, where it's, I'm like, I'm mirroring your mom.
I want to be my mom.
I need one, either one or none. Okay.
Right. That, right.
There can be multiples. If it doesn't fit in the drawer, fluffy, it has to go.
Yeah.
Okay. If I have to fight the closet to get to the thing,
it's not going. It has to. Yeah.
Come out.
Yeah. I have to be really honest with myself because there are things that I have to start somewhere. So I think I could start with my closet. Like, I think the closet is the easiest thing to do, right? And and just have, even if, like, because I did it some years ago where I worked with a stylist, and it was just one side of my closet had just the like 2 weeks worth of clothing, but I can mix and match sets. So I didn't have to look anywhere else in my closet. And I lived off of that, like the outfits were already known. And I didn't have to think about putting them together, right? That was that. Anyway, so because you said it, I was like, oh my gosh, I think I have to write that down. Decision fatigue is such a great, it's like, it is a double, it's a double click episode, man. I'm going to have to, because I think that when you can actually unlock that, you could be even more empowered in your skin. Yeah, you see?
And even with that example of the walking, it just seems like, oh, it's just a walk. You can walk anytime. But something that comes up, like when the sun comes down, I'm by myself. It's not really safe to walk at night. If I didn't, I'd be disappointed. And it would just create a whole other scenario when I could have just gone. Just
go. And you just went.
Yeah.
The decision is already made.
Instead of going 60 minutes, I did 30 minutes.
Right. But guess and you know what philosophy that is?
You tell me.
Brené Brown. The 10 minutes you do is better than the 60 you don't. I just said that to somebody today. I wonder if she's going to listen to you. She might be listening to your episode because I put her onto this podcast. So Megan, I think Megan Breach, I actually don't know if that's her last. I know her first name is Megan, but I see her last name is B. Megan B. I'm just going to call you Megan B. If you hear this, you know we had this conversation today. Yeah. Okay. Oh, so now... After all of that, let me just continue to like pick your brain, Simply Shakira.
Sure.
So you've built an incredible platform that merges movement and mindset and empowerment. So when you think about joyful movement, because I think that's something that is near and dear to you, what does that really mean to you, and how is it different from, like, I'm going to say dance and fitness, like in your
Or anything else.
Or
Like,
anything
what is
else? Yeah.
Right, like what is joyful movement? So my career background started in commercial dance, right? And so I've been doing that for over 20 years. And that's an intense field. You're called to do this assignment. Your craft, which is dance, is a commodity in a sense, right? You lose that connection between this thing that you love to do and a paycheck or a responsibility or something else for somebody else, right? And imagine doing that for years and years and years. And even though I transitioned along the way to less maybe performance and more teaching, it was the same thing in a different font, right? It's still for others. And so I grappled with the service of it, because by nature, I'm a server. I love to support my community. I love to support my audience. And, you know, there is some satisfaction and gratitude for seeing people transform from this work using dance. But what was lost in that was the joy for me, right? Dance was always a form of expression for me. Dance was always a form of joy for me when I first started. And as time gone on, I realized like I was losing that. And, you know, especially with the performance aspect of my business, all my weekends were occupied. All my summers were essentially taken away because I was working. So your casual, go to the barbecue and just kind of jam out with your friends, or I'm not really a big clubber, but going to the parties and like all of these social aspects of dance I was losing. And so it was like, okay, where do I dance for me, right? Do I go to, so I started taking my own, I started taking classes as a person who was attending and not teaching them, tried that for a while, but schedule conflicts, right? And so just meeting all of these points of resistance where very recently I will say that I had to, not even I had to, yeah, I was forced to stop and find ways to find that joy again. And it just have to be dance.
Yeah.
Body can do so many things. Your body can do so many things, right? And it was really a moment where I had to really find joy in movement. We just talked about walking.
That's a joyful movement.
That was a joyful movement that I discovered a year ago, 2 years ago. Walking, I would have looked at you like, please, jogging? No, it was a hard no, right? I would walk to the bathroom, I'd walk to the car, I'd walk through the grocery store in the mall, very casual, but never something that I carved out time for until I had to. And in that moment, this whole new relationship formed with my body, because in something as simple as walking, it's time away from the noise of the world, all of your priorities. It's just you and yourself, you and nature. For me, me and God, right? Or if that's a podcast, me and education, listening to something educational or a book or something like that. So it was dedicated time to myself, dedicated time to my body. And so much transformation has come out from that.
So to someone that's listening who, let's just say they do daily walks, right? And a lot of times it's very automatic. They've been doing it forever. So they just kind of go and do walks, or they do something during the day that, you know, moves. Cause I'm assuming it's something that changes your physiology, right?
Exactly.
Like with this, when I do great day, amazing humans, is that joyful movement?
It can be.
It can be. Okay. So
it something can be. But here's the difference. It's the intention.
Right. Okay. That's what I was going to say. So,
right.
So you're going for a walk and you are including joy as an intention to to the work, to the activity.
To the activity. And walking was that's going to be my testimony. I'm going to shout that from the rooftops, but that could be a lot of different things. That could be going to the park with your child and not just, you know, sitting and watching them play, getting up and moving around with them around the slide or playing tag with them. Not everyone has the same level of mobility, so we should acknowledge that, but making that decision. It all starts in the mind, and then the body
follows.
Cooperates, right? Follows. Gardening, walking to the, not walking, but I said dance. It was something that was lost for me. But for many people, that's a very quick access to joyful movement, turning on your favorite song and not necessarily going to a Zumba class or the club. Stay in your room, close the door, stand in front of the mirror, sing your favorite song.
And feel the joy and bring the joy, create the joy, right?
Yeah. You have to really cultivate it. And especially many of us with such busy lives, we tend to forget that, or we get lost in the sauce. For example, myself, right? With the busyness or the servicelessness of what you're doing, you just, you miss that, that intentionality. Like, no, this is time for me. Yeah. It's not selfish. It's actually being self-aware.
You know, it's interesting because working in corporate spaces, I actually want to also take that and add to it, because a lot of like going on walks and finding those movements are going to be a percentage of our day, right? A lot of our days are spent at work and this and the other. And I feel like the same mindset, the same thought process can be brought into every single thing that you actually do. You can just move like and take action through your day from a space of joy. And it's interesting because I had, like, from a corporate perspective, I changed my mindset from, I literally fired myself as an employee over 10 years ago. Like 2014, I think it was. I fired myself as an employee and I deployed myself into my workspace. And that was a different mindset, because when I deploy myself, I'm deploying my energy, I'm deploying my joy, my gratefulness, my appreciation, like all of the things that are good about me are the things that I'm deploying, right? And so when you said that, I was just like, wow, like, if we could do so much of life like that.
Exactly, exactly. I would even add something that I always share with some of my clients too, is the S method. And we talked about the first one, for example, selection, right? What is that thing? For me, it was walking. Why is my light being silly? Anyhow, we don't need to. You can see me. You can see me.
I can see you.
One is selection, right? Make that relatable to you. Make it practical. For me, it's walking. For you, it could be dance. For you, it could be just finding something on YouTube. For you, it could be finding an activity with your children or your spouse or your friend that you're dedicating time to. Mm-hmm. And then now we're talking about time. That moves over to scheduling, right? Many people live by the calendar. I have a little more flexibility, but I have to at least have an idea of what I'm planning to do and when, like always. That goes for my food, for my laundry. So why not for my workouts or movement? And it doesn't all, you know, work out. So you're adding that extra pressure, right? Joyful movement, something where you're moving your body, put it on the calendar.
I love that you put it on the calendar. I actually don't put mine on the calendar because it's so odd. I have time blocked on my calendar, but it doesn't say it's my workout that's on the calendar.
But guess why I do that now? So my work schedule has changed, and I'll probably share. I have some news for you, but I'll tell you later.
Yes.
My scheduling has changed where I'm not teaching as often. I'm not I'm not sweating for work. So I don't have that like luxury of, using my work as my workout.
I get it.
So now I have to like be diligent, intentional with scheduling, or else it'll miss. It'll be long gone. 9 o'clock will come and I haven't done anything, and I'll use that as an excuse. Oh, I'll do it tomorrow. So I definitely had to put in my schedule. And the last part for me is, or the last S I would say is support, right? Yes, it's intentional for you, but things are so much more fun, more engaging when you have others involved.
I love that.
Yeah. Community self-care. And so if it's a friend, it's a family member, I usually, when I walk in the same routes, I see some of the same people and I say hi to them or they say hi to me. I don't know these people, but it just adds to the experience, right? So yeah, those three, I definitely encourage anyone who's listening to take account and then implement. Yeah.
I like that. I like that.
Thank you.
So you're very open about your faith. You've already mentioned that. Both of us. I'm not sure if you know, my name means God's gift, right? So I always say, like, imagine if I was a terror in all of my experiences. But anyway, how has faith anchored or shaped the way you lead?
Ooh, that is beautiful. How has faith, well, I will start by saying faith anchors every aspect of my life. And, you know, as I continue to get deeper and deeper with God and Jesus Christ and just, you know, really steadfast in my Bible, you realize like there's no other way to live. You want to keep God at the center of everything. And as far as leadership, it has taught me to be more kinder. It has taught me to have more patience. It has taught me to be more vocal if I'm having challenges, right? Being authoritative for myself or ideas. And you can see that when I'm either speaking to my team or in boardrooms or speaking to clients that, you know, there might be disagreements. And so, yeah, I look at it like a compass, right? If I have a question, I bring it to God. If I have a discomfort, I bring it to God. And that happens a lot because I'm sure you know with entrepreneurship, every day is an adventure. Yeah, every single day is an adventure. And I don't know where the best way to segue, but like even with my, in respect to like physical aspects of things, my body being a mover by trade, by just nature, you know, when things aren't flowing right, or if there's things I can't control, my body's usually the first thing to tell me. And so again, I have to bring it to God. I have to bring it to God to give the direction. And when, you know, sometimes when our faith is weary because we are human first, you know, that's when that support comes back, making sure other people surrounding you to really support you through the even tougher times where you feel like you can't.
Yeah, I love that. So you have, with God, you have built two impactful brands, I believe. Yeah. So tell us a bit about them in the order, in any order that you prefer.
In any order. So Simply Shakira, as we talked about it, it's beyond an affirmation. It's a quest for simplicity in my life, but in those of my, my clients, my audience. There's a lot of social media and content creation on that side where I share resources and strategies and brands, et cetera, that really support the wellness of my audience. And that expands from physical to emotional, mental, and of course, spiritual. And
when did you find it? When did you found?
We started Simply Shakira in 2019.
Okay.
And in 2019. And then COVID hit, right? And that was a whole whirlwind. But Carnival Spice now, which is my Caribbean dance and fitness organization, started that in 2013. And that was just a source for Caribbean carnival arts, the people, the music, the costumes, really a hub for the talent in Toronto specifically. And like I said, I started out as a commercial dancer and I was always the only Black girl in the room. Dare there be anybody with natural hair or a little curve, you know, a little broad nose, like absolutely not. And so, you know, for years of doing that and having so much pain points from that experience, Carnival Spice was born to really not only just give people that look like me jobs, because, you know, that's a big thing, pay jobs at that. But even for the audience to see dancers of color being celebrated, being in spaces that they were never seen. And here we are going on 12 and a half years, and I couldn't even imagine this was what the journey would be like. And it's really beautiful, the amount of women that have come through our doors over the years, the amount of stages that we've been on. And so while I will say it has been quite an experience navigating both, especially with Carnival Spice growing into such a machine, for lack of another word. But I would argue that that's definitely a machine. Yeah, both of them allow me to share my loves, my passions, you know, people, culture, dance and fitness. And I'll stop there without giving too much away.
Yeah, no. And I truly love, because I think the essence of what I've gone to is you were called into both of those realms, right? Like it wasn't something that you had to force or find, or it naturally evolved. And I always encourage people, especially when you are well within, I think that it opens up your ability to to the creative in you to be called, you know, and
one thing to be called though, but to listen to the call,
right? To
listen
to the call, yeah. But the more well you are,
yes,
I think the more audible you hear the voice, right? Because when there is too much noise in there, it's just you can't. But when you're well and you're able to just kind of sit back and quiet your mind, still your and breathe, and you'll stillness speaks, right? You'll hear.
And what I'll add to that is when you're still, you can hear more. But also when you are well, you can hear more. Especially bringing in the faith aspect. God needs your vessel to be well, to do the things that he's called you to do. And, you know, aches and pains are one thing.
But I was just about this. I'm glad you're saying that, right?
Listen, you can't. You don't want to get out of bed. If you talk about the mental, if you're having anxiety attacks, you don't want to be on emails and calling people. You know, when you're feeling unattractive because, you know, you've had to put on weight or you know what I'm saying? And I'm not looking at weight as an issue. It's when you're beyond the point.
Feeling, yeah, the physical feeling.
It impacts your perception of yourself, right? So all of it is connected. And so the quest to be well is not linear. Like, we have to look at it from all aspects.
And that's really why we want to focus on well and well, wellness and well-being, because I truly do believe when you are a well human, right, you can work through mental health a little easier. You get what I'm saying? Like, the two are not, right? When you are well, you'll work through your challenges easier. When you are well, even with aches and pains in your body, you are going to get up and work out and figure out how to navigate and pivot so that you are, right? So, but it requires you being absolutely well.
Aches.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, can I tell you now?
So as someone constantly in motion, because there are other humans that aren't necessarily in your programs, how do you protect your peace? Like, how do you protect your environment, and how do you cultivate a well environment?
Absolutely. The joyful movement definitely helps. Faith definitely helps because, you know, those are intentional choices. Like, you have to pray, or you have to walk, or, you know, those are things. But the stillness, I would say, is a huge part of protecting the peace, because when you're still, there's a new layer of lens that just happens, right? You reflect more internally. You look at what's in front of you. For me, I, especially with past few years, you know, just having some relationship challenges, you know, I had to be, I wouldn't say isolated, but I had to decide to be, I had to create solitude, right? Just not putting myself in environments that I noticed were causing harm. And you could only do that when you just take a moment to yourself and breathe and reconnect, recalibrate. And then you make the decisions from there.
And if I can add something too, I think that, again, back to the whole wellness, getting still, listening and learning as you navigate this thing called life. I think it's also important sometimes, we don't do it often, is when you leave an experience, I think it's almost like just do some checks and balances, right? Do I feel motivated to go and do something that is energizing or that might motivate another human, right? Do I feel like... do those checks and balances. Like, if it depleted you, if it de-energized you, if it brought up anxiety or made you feel a certain way, then that's that wasn't a well experience. It wasn't a well environment. I don't know, but I think we need to take stock a little bit more.
Can I use that as a segue?
Go.
I'm like, Aging, I gotta tell you something. Something.
Now you're telling me something. I have more.
I gotta tell you now, because you said leave an experience, and it's so fitting. And I don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss it. This is breaking news.
Okay.
This is exclusive.
Break the news.
So
I should put a.
Yes, breaking news. speaking of leaving experiences and being still and listening and responding, I have actually decided to close Carnival Spice. Yeah. After 12 and a half years, Technically, we are officially closed as of, I don't know when this will be aired, but Saturday of the first Saturday of October, we had our last event. And that, without spending too much time, that came from that exact practice, right? Everything I'm sharing with you all is not from just assumption. It's true living testimony. It doesn't matter how glorious an experience or a thought or an idea or a person is, how is it impacting your life? How is it impacting your spirit, your body, your mind, right? And Carnival Spice is a wonderful organization, a wonderful company. I literally built something from nothing. And but at this stage in my life, in this season, we're just not aligned, you know, and I've had to be obedient and I have now let it go and navigating that in real time. So when I say this is breaking news, like,
No, because in transparency, so we are, this is the October series. We air every Monday. We're getting her episode ready. So today is October 8th. So you are 7 days into the closure.
Oh, yes.
And how are you feeling? Wow.
I see the smile. I'm actually really excited.
Okay. Did you feel the relief before October 1st or it came October 1st? Or when you made the decision?
Relief is a great word. Relief is a great word because it was like once I decided what the last event would be, I had to go through it to really believe it. Right. There was some, when I decided to close, there was a time period, which I've thankfully have documented. So I look forward to sharing it with folks over time. Right now I'm just sitting in my stillness and just absorbing this like new identity and all the things in real time. But, I had to have time to grieve because that is real. There's so much connection to this brand, this company, the identity that comes with being a business owner and all the accolades and the media and all of that, right? And there's the commitment to my team, right? So my actual obligations and my connection with these people that have trusted me with their lives as well, you know? So there was a lot of grief, but as time has gone on and I kept getting more reasons why, let it go. Let it go. Like God is waiting for you to let it go so he can show you what's next, but you can't do both.
Can't do both. Yeah.
Like that last event, it was so empowering. It was empowering because it was like, wow, like I can make a decision that, could seem very scary. It is scary on the grand scale of things, but that's part of the courage, that's a part of courage that you need on any journey that you're taking, whether it's entrepreneurship, whether it's your health, whether it's your family decisions, you know. And I'm excited now because I've made a loud yes to my future self. I've made a loud yes, especially to God, who, you know, I know has been in this, orchestrating this. Even us seeing each other.
I know.
When we ran into each other, like I talk about that all the time. I'm like, what? No way. Like, especially as someone who I admire in the industry, right? Like running into you was light, but it wasn't not light. Like it was just by coincidence.
Yes.
When I look back and I really saw how everything happened, and even that day was pretty tumultuous for me. Because, you know, there was things happening that I couldn't have prepared for. And seeing you with just like this ball of joy, I'm like, wow, the timing was great. And what we talked about was great. And it brought us to at a time like this, right? So nothing by accident. I'm so excited.
I love it. And on my end as well, because just that day, my team was asking, who are we going to get for this particular session of this series? Yeah. And I was like, I don't know. And I didn't need to know because God showed me who. I asked you right on the immediate. I was like, yo.
She was leaving a room. I was going into the room by accident because I had to go grab my phone. It was just so beautifully orchestrated that I'm like, how can I not just celebrate God's glory? Yeah. Because it's by accident. And so, yes, y'all.
Stay tuned.
I love that. I love that. We're all excited. So I had two more questions, but I want to make sure that I'm respectful of the time. I also think it's important. We haven't really talked about how do you motivate or work with people, or what's your advice to people who are in the lost their spark state in phase, right? Because we have typically respectfully have been more so talking about people that, you know, get up and go, but how about people that lost that spark? What's your suggestion to them to start to incorporate joy as movement in their day to in the day when it's heavy?
For sure. Well, step one, of course, is the 3S method, because that is applicable to you, right? There's no rules. It considers where you're at, because it's not saying, you know what, wake up at 9 a.m. or 5 a.m. and do a 60-minute jog up a hill, right? It's select something.
Mm-hmm. Anything.
Small, big, anything. What do you need, right? It asks those questions. And then, again, as a woman of faith, I always lead with that because we always, a lot of heaviness typically comes from a worldly level, a fleshly level, the conditions that we're physically in, that starts to transcend to the mind and start to take, you know, captive of our mind. Depression is definitely a thing that I know can really hinder, for example, somebody's choices to do anything for themselves. Mm-hmm. So they can look at that 3S method and be like, girl, please, you know, connect with that spirit, You need another layer of support.
You need another height of support.
Ah, I love that even more. Yes. Yes. Something to take you to another level. Yeah. The level that you're on you surpass that. You met the
plateau.
The
threshold. Plateau,
right? Yeah. Yes, plateaued works too, right? What do you do beyond this? You can't. You have no control, as far as you're concerned. And so, stillness, prayer, community. Reaching out to somebody, because sometimes it's always, for me, a lot, it's a girlfriend calling me up like, listen, I'm coming to get you. We're just going to drive around and let the breeze blow. You sit in the passenger seat?
Yeah.
I'm gonna wind the window. You know, or sometimes it's, let me take you out for a coffee. Let me take you out for some ice cream. I don't do dairy, but I know ice cream is definitely a favorite, okay? really leaning on areas or that you have access to that are outside of you. Mm-hmm. And you're not a failure for doing so, mm-hmm. right? Community is self-care. And we have to not forget that in any stage of our journey. So, find your life.
Yeah. If you could leave our listeners with one truth on faith or purpose or joyful movement that can carry them beyond this episode, what would it be?
What I would say to someone is be the light. Mm. Be the light. Because especially in stages where, you know, it feels like darkness is everywhere. Yeah. Once you start to turn up the notch within yourself, right? Tapping into sources that can make that bulb a little bit brighter. You really start to rediscover your power.
Yeah.
In how you show up in your world, and not even just from a fitness perspective or a movement perspective, right? And when you are the light, more light starts to attract you. You know, I say simply Shakira as an affirmation, because the light can be even replaced with that. Just walking towards something that you want to be, you want to feel, you want to see within your own world. For me, it's simplicity. So simply Shakira, I'm walking towards it. Yeah. Light. Now let's use light as an example. Walking towards the light until you find it again, if you lost it, and you become it. And so now you're a light source for others, and you can, now you're not pouring from an empty cup. You're not, you know, biting off more than you can chew. You are whole. You are stronger. You are beyond the thing that might have dimmed your light in the first place, right? Because you made that decision. And so I just encourage you, anyone hearing my voice right now.
I love that. Okay, I'm going to take you into Rapid Thrivers. The first person that comes to mind that inspires you.
Michelle Obama. And why? Because a line that she always says is there's so many different ways to live this life. She was referring it to her relationship with Barack. And it's been such a soundboard throughout everything I do, especially working with people, because everyone always thinks they're right or they know it all. Mm-hmm. No, your way is your way. Their way is their way.
Yeah, there's so many ways. I agree. Yes. There's so many ways and so many perspectives. I love that. What is a daily activity that helps you with your thrive?
Walking.
Yeah. What is an app that helps you with your thrive?
An app that helps me with my thrive is the Notes app.
Oh, Girl, you should see my Notes app. And I love that you can share.
All my ideas, my
love
thoughts.
Love it. You're an iPhone user then. What is a book that helps you with your thrive?
The B-I-B-L-E. There's a scripture for everything, y'all. Yes, yes. And sometimes, you know, you need a grounding point. All the questions that you have, all this, like, it's there. It's the framework for your life. Definitely the Bible.
And what is one misconception that people have of you as they see you in your thrive?
Ooh. That because I'm always smiley and bubbly, that I'm always smiley and bubbly. Y'all, I have dark days too. There's times I cry myself to sleep, or I cry when I first wake up. Mm-hmm. You know, there's family, there's work. I'm closing my business. Wow. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And navigating that, like, there's so many different layers to me. And when I say be the light, I strive to that too. So I'm going to share my light with you regardless, but it's not even it's not being fake. It's me on a quest to shining.
And it's a choice. Like, I love that you said it, right? Like, it's not like, yes, people always see me smiling and they call it positive. I just think I'm always trying to look for the better way to look at something, right? I don't think that that's positive. I think that's what they call intelligent thinking, but it is still a choice. I'm choosing always to illuminate my light, I guess, in a sense. Just boring.
Absolutely.
For you.
Absolutely.
So where do we find more of you online?
You can find me at simplyshakira.com and across all social media platforms at Simply Shakira. And look out for all the beautiful
things that are coming.
Beautiful things that are coming from this new season, this new rebirth, all of the things.
I love it. We'll share the links in the show notes. And as a parting question, finish this sentence. I am empowered in my skin when?
I am empowered in my skin when I trust myself. Yeah, when I trust myself. And I say that because so often the noise of the world impacts our decisions. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, you know you better than you.
Yeah.
And God has assigned an authority over your life to make choices, right? Trust them.
I love that.
Thank you.
I love you. Thank you for saying yes. Thank you for saying yes. Yes, Simply Shakira, the affirmation. Yeah.
Affirmation.
So I trust. Light. What? Oh, the light. Yes.
Because of being the light, y'all. We had to add some light for the end.
So to everyone that's listening, I trust that you're feeling empowered in your skin. But for now, this is Sally where I have to say we're out. Bye-bye.
See you later.
There you have it. I trust that you are feeling more empowered in your skin. As the late Dr. Maya Angelou said, when you get, you give. When you learn, you teach. So it would mean so much for us at Empowered in My Skin, Inc. if you share this episode and tag us or teach an insight that you took from today's episode on your social and tag us. Feel free to leave us a review over at iTunes and follow us on social media at Empowered in My Skin. Finally, remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode.